As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Issues 2021. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. Welcome to Issues 2021, Adrian.
Thank you.
You know, you've been our guest several times on this program over the past year or more, and we appreciate the timely, helpful information that you've shared with our listeners. Over this pandemic. Let's go back to the basics, though. What is coronavirus, and what is COVID-19?
Well, boy, it seems like forever ago that COVID-19 was discovered. It's one of a group of coronaviruses, and the common cold is a coronavirus. So we know that it was found in 2019, and so that, you know, therefore it's COVID-19. That's what that 19 is for. And in the beginning, we weren't quite sure what it was going to do, if it was going to be less than the flu, more than the flu, and it has definitely ended up being much more than the flu, with all the deaths that are in the world and even that we have here in Kansas. So the bottom line for stopping this is people getting vaccinated, and we still have a lot of people that are eligible, which is the 12 and up in our community that need vaccinated.
What about the origin? There's been a lot said and speculated about where it came from. Did this COVID-19 actually come out of China, or what do you know about that?
Well, only so much, because I've been focusing on, you know, what we need to do for the community. But, you know, that is, I've been reading what everybody else has as far as it coming out of China. I think it's going to take some time for possibly us to know, you know, all that occurred. But here we are in 2021, and who knew? Last year, I didn't think that we would be dealing with this during the holidays. Well, the holidays are coming up. But here we are, approaching the end of September, and it is as much of a problem as it's ever been, with us having 300-plus new cases a day.
Wow. Adrian, what are the symptoms again? I know it's one of them. You may lose your sense of smell, but what are the other symptoms?
Yes. Well, it started with, when we were first screening, that it would be fever, deep cough, and gosh, I'm not remembering the other one because it's changed so much. We knew nothing about COVID-19, and then we still don't know a lot, but there's a lot that we do know. And yes, losing taste and smell is a sign, and some people gain their taste and smell right back, and others struggle with it for quite a while. Now, we know there's a variety of symptoms that people can have now. It can be like the flu. It can feel like a tiny little cold. I mean, some people have very strong symptoms and can get very, very ill, as we know. And then others can be asymptomatic. They don't have symptoms, but they're getting tested at work or for whatever reason, and they end up positive. And then some have very mild symptoms. And that's one of the reasons it is so crucial for people to get vaccinated, whether it be Pfizer for 12 and up, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson for 18 and up, because they have proven to greatly reduce the chances of severe disease and any of us ending up in the hospital or dying. Now, there are those cases that people are hearing about where they're vaccinated and they're still getting sick, getting COVID, but the majority of all those cases are not ending up in the hospital and are not dying.
Well, what are the most effective treatments? Is there a protocol for how do you treat this?
Well, you know, that part is really up to the medical providers. But when we look at, you know, there are certain options that physicians have. But for people that don't go in the hospital, it is just rest, getting plenty of fluids. If taking over-the-counter ibuprofen, Tylenol helps reduce their symptoms, then they can, pretty much like the flu. One of the things I've heard that people have is just extreme fatigue. So it's just really important to rest and get those fluids in.
Are there people with immune systems that are strong enough to repel this virus without vaccination, Adrian?
Well, you know, what we know is that when someone has had COVID, that the research science has been showing that they are good for a good 6 months. Now, maybe it's longer, but what we have seen from CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, is that they know that there's that 6 months of natural immunity. Now, how long it goes beyond that, that's still being looked at. Mm. But the research is showing that someone vaccinated is in a better place than someone that has gotten COVID in his past 6 months but aren't getting vaccinated. It's also shown that if someone has had COVID and gets the vaccine, that they are protected more than the rest of us.
Should we?
So the vaccine is still important.
Okay. Should we be anxious to vaccinate children under the age of 12?
You know, if that would have come up last year, I would have said, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see what we hear about the vaccine. It's not affecting children that much. Well, things have changed where we're having children in the pediatric units and in the NICU, which is like, you know, the ICU for adults. So it is very much affecting children. And even if it's still not near what it does to adults and they don't end up in the hospital, it's affecting and disrupting their lives. Because being out of school or not being able to participate if they're ill, and then all the close contacts, if they're not wearing masks, both masks, where they can't stay in school, or the school's not doing antigen testing so they can stay, they lose a lot of time in education. And so that is another important reason for kids to get vaccinated.
What level of vaccination would knock this virus out? What percentage of population have to get the shots before we say this thing's under control?
Well, I've heard varying percentages on that, but really 80-85% is really needed. And right now, we have just approximately 40% that are from our whole community, you know, zero on up, that are vaccinated. From the eligible community, which would be anyone 12 and up, it is about 51% of those eligible have currently been vaccinated.
That's in Sedgwick County.
That is in Sedgwick County. Mm-hmm. It's fairly across the country that way as well. Some states have a little less. Maybe some states have a little bit more. But most places are struggling for enough people to get vaccinated so that we can protect those who aren't able to for medical reasons.
Now, there's been discussion about boosters. Who should get them, and are they available, and how they will they be available? Talk about boosters for a minute, Adrian.
Okay, and it's so confusing for people because the third dose was available, and that was only for a certain population that had compromised immune systems, where the study showed that they did not have adequate responses to the vaccine, if at all. And so that group, the third dose, is in hopes of getting them to the level, close to the level that the rest of us are at. A booster is for the general population when the vaccine begins to wane or lessen a little bit over time, and so you get a booster. So the booster at this point, they are, you know, and at first Pfizer said everybody, and so that really gets people confused because Pfizer says, hey, we're ready to go, and so people think that means that it's approved. It is not. It has to go through ACIP, which is the immunization group on a federal level that looks at all the data and the research, and then they make their recommendation to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and then they approve or not, and then they let KDG know, and then they let us know. So there's you know, that the boosters are around the corner. We're expecting in the next couple weeks, really, if not the end of this week, because the ACIP committee is meeting today and tomorrow to make their recommendation. And at this point, and it's changed a little bit since the last couple weeks, but they're looking at 65 and older for the booster, and they haven't identified to us what population they mean by those more likely to, you know, at high risk for COVID or compromised immune systems, because a lot of things can fall into that. So we're still waiting to hear and receive guidance on that. And then I believe healthcare workers were in that. So we'll see what the committee ends up approving or recommending today and tomorrow, and then what CDC says. But it looks like the boosters are very much probably going to be coming out in the next week or so.
Okay.
As soon as we know, we will let everybody know.
You're listening to Issues 2021 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. Adrian, I want to talk about testing for just a little bit. It seems to me, from the start, I've said, if you don't get these people tested as fast as you can and get the results back, it's going to be real hard to get it under control. My experience has been pretty negative. I don't even want to wait 10 minutes, but I've had several people in the family, you go to test, 3 days later you get the results, you know, by then we're pretty well gone. I mean, tell us about testing.
Oh, now that's not totally true, Steve, but as far as gone in 3 days, but
I mean gone from work and gone from, you know, what you have to make decisions about work and school in a hurry.
You know? You know, if we look at the history, you remember in the beginning it was just awful because the labs were overwhelmed across the country here in town, and it was taking up to 14 days. Now that was, you know, outrageous and not helpful for people. Now with WSU, and we also have the ability to test here at Sedgwick County, the turnaround time ordinarily, unless there's some sort of they're unable to run the sample because there's not enough viral load. But it is coming out between the results in the portal for people, and sometimes there's struggle with being able to retrieve those results. I was tested last week when I wasn't feeling well and was negative, and so was able to go in and see what it's like to get those results. But they are generally ready within 24 hours. If someone comes in and is sampled on Friday, it may be Monday. I tell you what, it is a heartbeat from what it was to be able to get those results in 24 hours.
What about, I'm very simple-minded about these things, but what about technology where you could basically spit on a card and it would tell you if it was red or blue, whether you had it or not? Are we never going to have something like that?
I don't know. I mean, one of the things that they struggle with, like the antibody testing, is it really has to be sensitive to pick up COVID-19 because there's quite a variety in the coronavirus family.
Okay. Well, that explains it for me. Now, vaccinations, let's talk about that again just a little bit. Would that become an annual thing? I mean, would that be a deal where I'm going in for my flu shot, I'll get my COVID vaccination, or will that...
That is still, we haven't heard that, but I think it makes sense with needing a booster that unless this booster takes care of it and doesn't wane, then we would need one on an annual basis. But, we'll find that out together, because right now that's still, they're focusing on boosters and children 5 to 11 hopefully will be approved by the end of the year. I know Pfizer's saying, they're ready to go right now, but it's going to take some time to go through the process with that. Back to the booster, though, I think there's about 30,000 people that are going to be eligible for that booster, and we'll see again if CDC adds more to that as we go. So there's a lot of people that are going to be eligible, and we'll be getting with Dr. Mins and finding a schedule that, whether it's age group, but we still have to figure that out so that there's controlled chaos.
Describe for us the most effective measures schools can use to fight the virus.
Masks, and I know that there's varying opinions around that, but we have some studies that do show that masks are effective, and in schools. So those schools that have implemented masks are beginning to see fewer cases. And, we only have so many tools in our toolbox if they're under 12 years of age and can't be vaccinated. And, that's maintaining as much distance as you can, but in the school, they're doing the best job they can with the resources. So if they can do 3 feet, that's better than nothing. But definitely washing hands and wearing masks is really important.
And another thing I know they've been trying to effectively deal with ventilation systems in the schools, at least in USD 259.
There are definitely schools and others around the country that are looking at, let's do everything we can, particularly if they have the money as a resource, to turn over every stone to do what we have control over to reduce that spread, especially when it's in residential or confined areas.
Yeah, every day it seems I have a story from the wires or from the national media around the country of somebody's gone into a business, they've been asked to wear a mask, and all of a sudden there's a fight or somebody gets killed.
I
mean, what can businesses do? I mean, these people, they want to stay in business. They want their customers to be healthy. What can they do?
They do. The businesses, in Sedgwick County, Kansas, and around the country are in a difficult place. And some are standing ground with you have to have masks on and have those signs outside. But it's really important for our community to know that this is their livelihood, and they want to keep people safe and continue operations. And so it's important to respect what is asked. And, wearing a mask isn't a difficult thing to do unless someone medically cannot.
And the thing about mandating vaccinations for employees or customers or whatever, not very popular. However, for some of these business owners, they probably think, hey, this is the last call. I got to do something.
Yes. I have heard that. And mandating is a difficult thing, particularly when we are already divided and there's so much divisiveness and angst in our community. So mandating is a hard pill for people to swallow, and I can appreciate that. So make the choice.
Yeah. And the thing is, we've seen is it looks like some of the health insurance companies may adjust their coverage for the unvaccinated people, and that gives you another choice of how you're going to be covered.
Well, and the other thing that I've read is that some of the insurance companies where people were getting a break, they were in the hospital for COVID, that that's changing. Mm-hmm. And so there's a hefty bill that can come.
Oh, boy.
If someone's not vaccinated, particularly, because most of the people in the hospital are unvaccinated.
Yes, and if you think being in the hospital for 5 days or 5 weeks is going to be cheap, you better think again.
Oh, man.
That could be devastating.
Right.
Financially.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
it can break people.
Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the mental and emotional impact of the pandemic. I've seen it among my friends and relatives. There has been a real mental and emotional impact, hasn't there?
Oh, my gosh. There sure has for everybody. I don't think anybody has escaped there not being a mental and emotional impact. Now, some of our community have been much more impacted than others, and particularly people that have lost loved ones and friends. I know some of those people. And with COVID being, you know, rearing its ugly head again, it's almost like PTSD for some people. Because we thought it was going to be under control and gone. So between isolating, being alienated, not being able to go out because of fear of getting it, not seeing loved ones, it's been horrible. And, you know, we probably have yet to see all the effects of that. But it's been a very difficult time.
Will we ever see an end to this pandemic?
Steve, I am wanting to believe for everybody's sanity and well-being that we are going to, one way or another, whether it's through people getting ill and having that 6 months at least of natural immunity or vaccination, we are going to get there one way or another.
Okay. In the meantime, the flu season is coming.
It is.
Talk about that. How effective, I know they got a vaccine probably already. How effective is the vaccine this year going to be, you think?
You know, we haven't received that data yet. And we often look to Australia because of different seasons to see how they have fared in flu season, because it often is representative of how we might fare. Australia has had a good flu season as far as not that many being affected by it. Now, I've also heard they're kind of locked down, so that can affect that. But we may still have enough prevention measures intact that we don't see the flu rear its ugly head as much as it usually does again this year.
Okay, well, I've been vaccinated, my wife and I, fully vaccinated, but do you recommend we still get a flu shot, right?
Oh, please, absolutely. And everybody get a flu shot unless they have a really, really bad reaction to it. Flu, 6 months and up, everyone, it's important to be vaccinated. You definitely would not want to have the flu and then get COVID on top of that. It could be devastating to the lungs and many other.
And remember, as you said earlier, there's a flu and then there's a cold virus. They're separate deals, right?
They are. My granddaughter was sneezing this morning that lives with me. So it's the cold season. Well, you know, it was nice and chilly this morning. It was a wonderful fall day.
Yeah.
That means more colds, and that's when the flu can come because people tend to spend more time inside.
All right. Now, listen, I can only, I guess you would call it anecdotal evidence for you, but my wife and I started getting flu shots, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years ago. And I got to tell you that in the meantime, I don't know about her, but for me, I don't think I've had about, I used to get something every year. I don't think I've had about in since I've started to get the flu shot. So I put two and two and together and it makes four for me, but other people won't go that way.
Well, and knock on some wood just to make sure.
I'm doing it right here.
There you go. I can hear that.
All right. Hey, during this last year, have you ever thought about maybe you should have gone into another field of endeavor?
I'll tell you, it definitely has been a challenge. The most pressurized and stressful of my career these last 18 months. But I know it has been stressful for everybody. And, you know, for some businesses have taken such a hit and toll, and some have even closed. So it has just been, there's not anyone that it hasn't been hard on.
And, you know, I guess the toughest part is what you mentioned earlier. We don't know There have been unanswered questions from the start on this thing.
Yeah. Yes, we do know more than what we did, and thank God we have vaccine because it is proving to be safe. Nothing is 100%. It is proving to be very safe and does its job of keeping us out of the hospital and dying by and large.
And Adrian, thank you again for being with us. We're out of time, so we appreciate it. Maybe we'll talk to you again. Our guest, Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne, talking about the pandemic today. That's all for this edition of Issues 2021. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.